Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Denim and Pearls.
Hi, my name is Michelle Maras.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We're business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the proverbial porch. I got that proverbial back in.
Proverbial. So one of these days I'll look up the definition of that. Just I think it means fake. It's kind of like faux.
It is faux.
Uh-huh. But not the kind you eat.
No.
Anyway,
our topic today is Winter Wonderland, as in sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
In the lane, snow is glistening.
A beautiful sight for happy tonight.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Yes. So this is our last podcast before Christmas Day.
Before Christmas Day, yes.
And we were talking about Winter Wonderland and the sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
Which is a what's the word I'm looking for? I wanted to say moniker, but it's not a moniker. It would be a symbology, I think.
Symbology.
Are you listening to what the world has to share with you? Are you listening to what the
universe
is telling you you need to do? And we're getting close to that New Year's where everybody's going to be starting to make New Year's resolutions. So are you listening to what it has to say?
Or are you feeding on what you think you have to do because that's what everyone else is doing?
Or do you think you know everything and you don't care? I know there's a few people out there like that. Oh, I care about everything.
But you know, it is that season. We are approaching quickly Christmas Day. Okay. We are going to have family together, relatives that we don't normally see, our children come back home, all that kind of stuff. There's going to be wrappers everywhere. There's going to be toys if you've got kids. And how do you handle that?
Oh, you just took us a whole nother route.
I did, but I'm getting back.
How do you handle it? Go outside for a smoke, have another beer.
Nothing like all the bad habits.
Maybe go for a walk when you get a chance when Uncle Bob is sleeping in his chair during the football game. I guess it all depends on what you do and what you can get away with around your friends and family.
Yeah.
Because not everybody's going to be really kosher if you go putting on your running clothes and go for a run in the middle of dinner.
But if you tell everyone, come on, let's go for a walk.
Oh, yeah.
In the winter wonderland.
And it looks like we may have here in Colorado this year. We may actually have a winter wonderland.
Yeah, well, the winter from the last couple of weeks hasn't gone away yet. So we might have it. Go out there with some powdered sugar and make it the rest of it.
Sounds like a sweet treat.
Growing up in the Philippines, I did not know what snow was like. And so I always imagined what snow was like. So my brother would open the freezer and he'd say, there, snow. Because you know, back in the 70s, they didn't have the defrosters. So our freezers, nowadays you don't know that because the freezers, they fix them. They make them so that they don't build ice.
Defrost, yes.
Yeah. Ours, when we were in our 70s, they would build ice. And my brother would say, if you want to know what snow is, open the freezer and look at it.
But that's not the same.
That is not snow at all.
I get it.
The day after snow when it's melted and frozen.
Did you have a snow globe? I'm guessing probably not in the Philippines. You didn't have snow globes where you could shake it up and then.
No, I got it. We saw them.
Because that would be more of that would even be that would might even be closer to what snow looks like.
Yeah, and the one day it did snow in the Philippines when I was out there, it was in Baguio, and it was a light dusting, and people died all over the place because it was so cold. We couldn't handle it. I mean,
oh yeah,
we're used to 120 degrees and 120 humidity. But I'm off track again, and now I forgot why I was doing this. Basically, I was getting to the fact that, you know, how do you handle the stress of the season, but not just the stress of the season. What I was getting at is everything's a choice. So walking around, you know, hearing the sleigh bells ring, you know, the universe ring, are you listening? It's a choice to listen. It's a choice to ignore it. Just like when you're with all your family and people are starting to annoy you and there's just too much going on, you're hectic. You have to remember, it's a choice. You can sit there and start in your head an argument with Uncle Bob Who did you call?
Hey, Uncle Bob watching football. Yeah,
you can start having an argument in your head. Doing, oh my God, he's going to say it again. Oh, he's going to do that. And I'm when he does that, I'm just going to. And you build
or
yourself.
You could be, yeah, or you could be Aunt Karen.
But you build yourself into a frenzy. If this is what Uncle Bob does all the time, or Aunt Susan, or whatever, Nancy, whatever you want to call them, if they consistently do this every year, you know it. Instead of getting upset when they do it, be surprised when they don't. Mm. And really, that's how I handle people in my life that get on my nerves a little bit is, oh, just like you, Uncle Bob. And I'll just smile about it and let it go because that's who they are. You cannot change them. Uncle Bob's probably what, 80?
Nothing you're going to do to change that. I don't know. Uncle Bob could be any age because there's lots of them out there.
Yes. So whatever it is, if you have someone in your family that always does the same thing all the time, don't get upset when it happens. Do, yep.
You know, I have never actually, I mean, we laugh and we joke about it. And there's always that Uncle Bob, like I'm talking about here, you know, symbolically. But really and truly, I've never had a family get together where there's that kind of person who's a pain in the royal rumpus. And maybe it's my perspective.
Well, my thing is we have somebody in our family who gets under a lot of people's nerves. And it's not because he's obnoxious. It's polar opposite.
Because he doesn't?
He's in his own world. Oh. And everyone's like, oh, why is he doing this? Everybody's over there and he's over there. Let him. Don't get in a frenzy of the fact that he's going to pull all the pieces of cheese off of whatever dish you put out. You know, just know he's going to do it and giggle about it. Or in my case, I just don't put the cheese.
Well,
I'll melt it on one bit.
Right.
And let him have the little bit. You know, I'll take it out for him and then I'll put the cheese and put it back in the oven, that kind of thing. Well. I adjust. And so my thing is, my husband and I have been married for 30 years. That's 30 years. This guy's been doing this for 30 years.
That you know of.
That I've been around. So it's like, and everyone's like, oh, there he goes again, adding salt before tasting it. Let him.
Does it matter?
Let him. So, and that's
what why I'm saying. Why would they pick that apart?
That's what I'm saying. A lot of people, a lot of your problems during the holidays, it's nothing new. And it's something that you should not be surprised about. That person's not going to change their behavior. They get the attention that way. Let it be. Don't let it get under your skin. Choose.
Well, I remember, I mean, I guess I said I never really had one where there was that person who was the obnoxious one within the family for the meals or whatever. However, I'm thinking back to my adopted mom's side. It was always interesting because growing up, there was always the elder of the bunch.
Always.
And the elder happened to be this one aunt. And then once she was gone, it was my mom, of course, was the elder of the family. And yeah, my mom could be a real pain in the neck come Christmas time or Thanksgiving dinner and those kind of things. But I guess I was like, you know, I've talked to before. I mentioned before, I was always used to it. Exactly. But now that I think back.
Yeah. In other words, it's normal behavior expected.
Yeah.
It saves you a lot of stress. And, you know, right now you've got a lot of people.
Well, they're also old.
Oh, I've got to make this. I've got to make that. I've got to this. It's got to be perfect. Oh, well, this has got to be in here. And they get all worked up about the food and how perfect it's going to be and how. Stop it. It's not about all of that. It's about us all coming together and enjoying our time together. And if you're so focused on making everything perfect with 50 other people in your house, you're going to be miserable. So get that out of your head that it's going to be perfect because something will go wrong. Why? Because you're expecting something to go wrong.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking, and I've got, there's the always the one that's always negative mm-hmm. about anything and everything. It doesn't matter, like you said, the food. Whether Uncle Charlie showed up to the party or not,
oh
whatever.
Gosh, you see what she's wearing? Oh.
And then there's the total opposite where they're the 100% perky and happy. And it's like, does anything ever faze you? There's always one extreme and the other, not or the other. There's one and the other.
Yeah, so remember, you know them. don't be shocked when it happens. That's really the basic bottom line. And walking in the winter wonderland, the reason we have that whole topic really was the sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
Are you listening?
And it's the universe. It's the people in your world that you already know. And then you get surprised when they do exactly what they always do. Or you always make the exact same meal every year. And the biscuits are never done in time for the meal to be. Well, then make the biscuits a little bit earlier, wrap them up, put them in the oven. Find ways to adjust your stress so that you don't become stressed out, because perfection will make you crazy. Perfection does not exist.
So do you do the same meal all the time?
No.
No?
Pretty darn close, though.
I mean, it's always turkey, dressing, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce. What's the other? Green beans with
Thanksgiving.
Oh no, that turns out to be Christmas too.
Oh, that's Thanksgiving for us. Christmas is
But now the desserts are always more dominant.
Christmas for us is standing rib roast.
Well, that's what we're doing this year.
I know, we're excited.
Uh-huh.
My family and I are going to his house.
However, the cost of a rib roast these days is insane.
No.
It was so bad. The cost of it, that it was like we didn't want to mess it up.
So you bought another one.
So we bought one that was cheaper and smaller.
So they can test out the recipe to make sure.
He could test it. And it worked out. It worked out great. And I'm glad we did it, because now I know exactly how to cook the new one.
But do you see what they just did? It's what I just was telling you about, avoiding your own stress. Instead of cooking that gigantic roast that they've never done before and not knowing the timing, because once the bone is still in the meat, it takes longer to cook. So you have to adjust time. You have to adjust everything. Instead of stressing out on Christmas morning, oh my gosh, this thing is still not done yet. It'll never be done for dinner. They did it in a smaller scale already and know, okay, we're going to need this much time to cook that thing. Okay. And you eliminated the stress. Why? You prepared in another way.
Well, do the math on it. It's crazy.
That's an 8-hour roast.
Well, it's 7 pounds. It's an 8-hour. It's supposed to be about 15 to 20 minutes per pound.
You still have to seal it at the beginning.
Well, there's that too. Mm-hmm. But I figured out how to do that quickly. Let's turn the oven, crank the oven, get it on the outside, and then let it cook all day. But yeah.
Yeah.
And for those who are thinking about it, it was $26 a pound. So you do the math. I was scared. I'm like, are you kidding me? I need a chef to come in and cook this thing so I don't mess it up.
I told you, my husband can do it. But that's the whole thing. We get stressed out about. He added a stress into his life. Let's do a standing rib roast. We've never done before. Oh, we've done before. But this time it has a bone in it. It changes everything.
Yeah.
So prepare.
Well, that's
yourself.
What thermometers are
so
for.
So go out there and make sure you've got everything lined up, because relieve yourself of added stress. You're going to have a lot of people in. And that's like Thanksgiving. I have an enormously huge family. And my family, they're like, oh, I'm going to bring my dish. Oh, and I'm going to make this dish. Oh, I'm going to bring this dish. And I went, stop. Am I in charge tonight for this meal? Yes, I do. No one brings any other food. And they're like, but why are you so bossy? And I said, there is one oven. There is a gigantic turkey. I have two turkeys. So I have two turkeys I have to cook for this entire family. No one else is bringing anything that has to go into that oven. Right?
Makes sense.
Because then people come in and, but my casserole has to be in there for 45 minutes.
No, it don't.
No, it don't. You better bring that thing cooked, and we're going to microwave that stuff, or we're going to put it in the
warming
oven
it up. Yeah,
after I can see that. After the turkey is done and it's resting, then you can put your stuff in. So it cannot be raw.
Yeah,
it
so we don't need it. We don't have a commercial kitchen in our house. Yeah. So
I bottom lined it. So if you're doing that at Christmas time, you might want to think that too. If they're bringing food that needs to be warmed up, it better come warm. Or it can be warmed up very quickly after all the meat is out of the oven.
Well, I think every event, Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever, we ever took anything warm, it always got wrapped up in a towel to keep it warm on the way there. Because, I mean, Indiana's cold. It's the opposite of the Philippines. But it was always cold. So we always, even if it was the crock pot, it got wrapped up in a bath towel.
Yeah. So
just to keep the heat in.
Prepare for the stress that might happen. Like you cannot get your famous dish in the oven in time to cook because you're at someone else's house. You know, just prepare, be ready. And right now we've got so many things like those, was it instant fryers and all those other things?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
I just realized something I haven't had this year that I normally don't like it because, you know, I don't like sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
I don't like sweet potatoes. I never have, or yams. Whatever. They're okay. I'll eat like one of them and add a marshmallow to it kind of thing. However, I did find somebody at one time that knew how to make sweet potato pie.
Oh, it's delicious.
And I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
But I don't know anybody that knows how to do it. I don't remember who did it. So
I love sweet potato pie. I love everything sweet potato, though.
But it's so much sugar and cinnamon.
It's once a year.
And it's sugar. Lots of sugar.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It's just pretty sweet. But help guide your universe. Avoid some of the issues that you're going to have that cause you stress and preempt them. I'm not saying don't invite somebody because they stress you out. I'm saying clear your mind and say, they always do this. I won't be surprised. Because most of the time when you hear people complain about holidays, it's, gosh, they did that again. How long have you known them? 50 years. Are you surprised?
Now, you were talking a minute ago about where people always want to do things their way kind of stuff when it comes to, you know, they come and visit and they want to take over the kitchen. They want to help out or they want to do whatever, but they want to basically do it themselves. I actually was watching a show yesterday or the day before, some sitcom, where it was about Christmas and it was about the family coming to the house and taking over. Well, what was interesting is the son sits down with the dad and says, Dad, what in the heck is going on here? This doesn't make any sense to me. I was trying to take the stress off of you as a family, and I was going to do the cooking. I was going to cut down the Christmas tree, but yet I walk out and there you are cutting down a Christmas tree for the day. And Dad comes back with a really interesting answer. He says, it's because we're scared. What do you mean because you're scared? Because we can still do it, and there will be a time that we won't be able to do it.
Oh, that's a different thing.
I was like, that's interesting.
But see, that would have been preempted if he had an actual conversation with his dad and said, Dad, would you like it if we came in and did this?
Not right. Just come. Well, it was the son's house. So Dad came to the house, but he like even put a chainsaw in the car in his car to bring to dinner. He brought his own carving set to carve the ham or whatever they were having for lunch. And that's what was the camel's, you know, straw that broke the camel's back.
There will be a time when people in your family that you love that are older than you will not be able to do it, and you will have to take over. So you young folks out there, learn the meals.
Oh, definitely.
Learn them.
Oh, definitely. It's just like a restaurant that we frequent and the chef leaves and the fried ice cream goes away. One of the best things they had on the menu, but the chef left because nobody learned it. Mm-hmm. Nobody else learned how to do that same thing. And the same thing comes down to family. If you want Aunt Mary's chocolate chip cookie recipe or whatever it is,
be there and watch her when she makes it and help.
Yeah. Or at least, you know, like Buckeyes, I've got an index card that's got Buckeye recipe on it from like God only knows what year, but I'm guessing probably the 30s or the 40s.
Well, my husband and I have built a recipe book from his mother, my mother, and all of us.
Imagine that. It's Michael. It's Michael.
So we built our family cookbook, and we made it and we gave a cookbook to everyone in the family. Why? Because one day I'm not going to be there and I'm the only one who makes my gravy. Everyone loves my gravy. So I made my gravy and he measured every, I don't measure.
Nobody measures.
So he measured everything I do and recorded it. And then the next holiday, he said, don't touch anything. I'm going to make your gravy. And so he made my gravy by the recipe. And then we're like, okay, what's missing? Okay, this is missing. This is missing. He goes, oh, okay. And then we put that in. So we rounded it down. My husband's very scientific, by the way. But now all
it's got our three children, greens, too much salt.
All of our children and all of our, you know, nieces and nephews, all of them have the cookbook. And anything that any of us have ever cooked is in that cookbook.
That's really cool, but I am not OCD enough to do something
like that. It's pretty amazing because when my son moved out, he's like, yeah, Mom, I made salmon sinigang and it tasted just like yours. He was so proud of himself. And then my sister's like, I really, really want to make like adobo or something. And I don't know how to make it. I do. You have the cookbook, don't you? She says, oh, I forgot I had the cookbook. And he says, oh my gosh, it actually worked. It worked just like, I'm like, so one day you're going to be gone. And that one thing that you make, no one's going to know how to make. Write it down and teach it to someone else.
So sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
The universe is ringing. The world is ringing. Your heart is ringing. Your mind is ringing.
What does that mean to your business?
Listen.
Listen to what?
Listen to what your gut is telling you.
Listen to your gut. Listen to other people around you and make decisions.
Listen to your heart when it's calling for you. Your business is crying for you.
and help, like, me, help me.
Well, think about it. During the holidays, you're frantically taking care of your VIP clients or whatever. Realize that what you do in the holidays, that spike in business you get because of the extra care you give them, can you sporadically bring it to your clients throughout the year? That's something you should be listening to right now.
That's it. This look is because, okay, I hadn't thought about that. But you're right. It has to be, and we've talked about that numerous times. It has to be something that we just don't give during the holidays, shouldn't just give during the holidays. We should also give throughout the year. Well, that goes with your business too. You should be putting the energy and the effort into your business that you would put it into it during the holidays.
Well, just think of all the entrepreneurs and
January for what's those stupid New Year's resolutions.
Well, I was thinking of is what brought that to me was I'm watching all these entrepreneurs, and I've got a friend, A Squared Promos. She's doing a lot of promotional material for these clients, all her clients. And they're, okay, I'm sending them a gift basket with these products with their logo on it and this and this and that and this and this and that. I'm like, you should be doing that in little bits all year round.
I've got a mortgage guy that sends something out every spring. He sends out, and it's really inexpensive. He sends out a package of flower seeds, just in an envelope and little letter onto it. Hey, don't forget about me, but they're forget-me-not flowers.
Oh, Janet McCullough does that.
Yeah. Well, Janet may do it. There's a realtor or a mortgage broker here in town that does the same thing. He does other stuff too, but
so something I'm thinking you need to think about while you're looking at your business during the holiday season. It's already hectic. People are already freaking out. There's all these things that are happening. And then you add that added stress of, I've got to drive to every client's business and deliver this for them and blah, 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 blah. That's great. But maybe, just maybe, if you could shift it ever so slightly and do Thanksgiving gift baskets and have things for them to use during the holiday time period and give it as a thankful basket. I'm thankful for you, and give them themed things for Christmas instead of waiting till Christmas when you're already busy to do everything all at the same time.
I agree.
That's where my brain went.
I agree.
So,
but the other thing that I'm also, I totally forgot what I was thinking.
Your sleigh bells are ringing.
My sleigh bells are ringing the other way, way too loud in my head right now. Well, there are programs out there called CRMs that will help you manage some of this stuff. And instead of having everything coming out at Christmas time, you can do it once a month. You can do it once a holiday. You can do it once a birthday.
Well, I've got my little cardy thing that goes out.
Yeah, your card's still sitting on my table upstairs for my birthday. Oh. I forgot to tell you I got it, but I never opened it, so I don't know. It's only been 3 weeks.
And so I have just, like last night, I was working on all my cards for next year. And because I can time them for them to do a drip campaign out. So I was building all of them last night, and I took you off of a couple of them. But what
I still haven't got no brownies.
You aren't on the brownie one. I'll put you back on it.
What do you mean back on it? I was never on it.
You were. I accidentally dropped you when I sent it to your mom's house. And then
that was a long time ago, and I changed it,
and then I never added you back. So what I found out last night is I had this drip campaign that I never hit on. it's been on pause all year.
Oh my.
Yeah. I'm like, oh no. So anyways, last night I was building all these cards for all these different events for next year. And I was building and thinking and making all these pretty things to have them drip campaign out. And I realized something really interesting when you just said you never opened it. All the things I've made, none of them are cards in an envelope. They're all postcards this year. Coming 2024 will all be postcards.
That's cool.
That way.
And they're less expensive.
One, they're less expensive, but two, you don't have to open them. You're going to see what it is right when you get it. Ta-da!
Well, I already know mine's a birthday card, so.
it could have a lottery ticket, and you never.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
So, sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
Well, here's one thing about the sleigh bells.
What?
You have to listen, but it doesn't mean you have to do. Mm-hmm. So if you're getting advice from somewhere else, it's always great to take that into consideration, and maybe you can modify it a little bit to make it yours.
Yes.
You don't have to listen to it 100%. In fact, that's I do that all the time. I take, you know,
a pinch of salt there.
Yeah. Dash of pepper there. It's like I run a Facebook group, and I got a guy that popped up, or a gal that popped up. I don't even know, honestly. That popped up and said, help me, or I'll help you. I want to be an administrator.
Oh,
well, first of all, I don't know who you are.
Hey, perfect. Second of all, I've been in control of everything I do.
Yeah. Second of all, I've been running this thing for 12 or 13 years by myself. I don't necessarily need another administrator. However, they said, and I've got some ideas. So I'm like, no, thanks. But what are your ideas? At least ask for the ideas, because if there's something different that I can do to make it better, so be it. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But at least ask the question.
I asked that question of my VA the other day. What do you think we should do different for 2024? She gave me some ideas, and we are going to implement them all. One of them is the postcard idea.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
She's so smart.
She is very smart, actually. So, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland. Because a winter wonderland, if you've never done it, is absolutely gorgeous. Cold, but gorgeous.
Not necessarily cold. You wait till the next day when it warms up. It's like going skiing. You can't ski in a bare-chested, you know, ski bare-chested. But if it's nice and warm the next day, maybe you can.
I was saying, Colorado, the sun is out. There's like 5 feet of snow, and everything else, all the driveways and everything else is clear. But there's still snow on the ground. So you could have a winter wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no, Merry Christmas. I mean, Christmas is just literally, what, 3 days away?
Something like, yeah, actually two.
Two, right?
Yeah.
Saturday, Sunday, then Monday. Monday's.
Is Monday Christmas or Sunday Christmas?
Monday's Christmas.
Oh.
Sunday's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, you're right.
Because my baby brother and sister, it's your birthday on the 24th.
You're right. You're always right.
I'm always right. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? You heard him say that, right?
Wait a minute. That didn't record, did it?
I'm always right.
Now, if I could just, my wife would, then, yeah. Enough said.
Merry, merry, merry Christmas. And when we see you again, it'll be right before New Year.
And a happy New Year.
We'll have a nice little discussion about New Year's. Now, I know all of you, like Brian said at the very beginning, are thinking about New Year's resolutions. Start them for Christmas. Make it your first present.
Yeah, start them in July. Then you could make a new one come the January.
And I just realized this is the last podcast before Christmas, and neither one of us are wearing green. Well, I'm kind of wearing green.
We have all the colors of the rainbow right here.
That's true.
We have our M&Ms.
Yeah, we don't even have our Santa hats on. I mean, we're just not in there.
Somebody gave my Santa hat away.
I didn't give it away. I put it on top of a tree.
It's not in my possession anymore.
You could have taken it off the tree.
Might do that tonight.
Okay.
But it's so better than what they had on top of the tree.
Yes, because I was not going to deal. I could not deal with that.
Yeah, that was just weird.
So, are you ready? are you ready for Christmas? Have you bought all your presents, or are you the last?
If they get here on time.
I was gonna say, are you the last bit of Amazon shopping right now? Are you out there at Walgreens picking up candy and putting it in a bag? I mean, what are you up there?
Picking up pop, put them in the basket.
Be careful out there, because if you're in panic Christmas mode, there's people doing crazy things and you're going to be one of them. So don't be. It'll be okay. And if you didn't find that perfect present, it's okay. They'll be just as happy to get that present after Christmas than they will on Christmas Day.
Unless you're my mother. Her birthday was the 27th, and God, you don't combine those two.
My little brother and sisters, their birthday is Christmas Eve.
Yeah. December babies have it bad.
Yeah, it's rough.
We really do.
And then my mother's birthday's, well, it's January 3rd, but we always celebrate it January 1st. So her birthday was always taken by New Year's.
Well, with mom gone now, that's at least one stress in my life I don't have to think about. Oh, making terrible. Sure she gets a Christmas card and a birthday card.
She deserved it.
Well, she was 80, whatever, and yeah, she deserved it at that point.
And see, with us, we're getting on another subject. The little brother and sister, the twins, were born on Christmas Eve. So once they were born on Christmas Eve, no one got Christmas gifts ever again, because it was always their birthday.
Oh, and I have a cousin that's on the 23rd.
Same thing. December babies, boy.
December 3rd, I'm a little bit far enough out. It's not too bad.
Yeah, you're right after Thanksgiving. They can give you
unless the presents are big. This is your birthday and your Christmas present.
And so you're lucky you're not my kid. Thanksgiving would be. And Brian, it's your birthday. My birthday was always celebrated on Halloween.
Why?
17th of October. They just pushed my birthday to the 31st.
Okay, that's weird. Anyhow, those were some weird sleigh bells.
They were smooth sleigh bells. We're all over the place.
All right.
So, walking in the winter wonderland.
We done?
I think we're done. And
I think we're done. I think we've got a good message.
Have a very Merry Christmas. Don't eat too much candy.
Love y'all.
When you open your presents, as much as I like to open them very carefully and fold all the paper back, I have learned to wrap and rip. Go rip. It's kind of fun. Have a great time, everybody. Enjoy your family and don't stress out. And until right before New Year's, my name is Michelle Moras.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls.
We're business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch.
The porch.
The porch.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Peace.
Peace.